Joining us on Panthers Radio is Zynomics' head coach, Tim Wallace. And Tim, there's only one place to start this, and that's congratulations on the birth of your daughter.
Oh, thanks a lot. It's been a wild, wild couple of days. I think the two words that come to my mind is mind-blowing. It's been unbelievable, and every day we're learning. So it's been a lot of fun and a lot of hard work.
And then usually the build-up to the season's where you catch up on all your sleep, but unfortunately you've not had that luxury, have you?
No, it's hard, you know, but it's all worth it. You know, it's mind-blowing stuff, like I said, so we're just really thankful that everybody came out healthy.
And we're just 2 weeks away from training camp now. Can you quite believe that?
No, that's really exciting. The summer flew by. You know, I hope the boys are ready to go to work and ready to have some fun and win some hockey games, so we're looking forward to it.
And you must be really looking forward to getting the group of guys together that you and Guy Doucette have put together for this season.
Yes, I think we've both done a lot of research to make sure that every guy on the team is a good guy, you know, team first, loves the game, and works hard. So, you know, we've done our background checks, and now they just have to perform on the ice, and, you know, I think they will.
And since we last spoke to you, we've had two more additions to the team. And we'll start with a guy who you'll be quite familiar with because of his time at Notre Dame, and that's Dylan Malmquist.
Yes, he's a young kid, can skate really well, and he's got some skill. You know, I think the potential there is very high. You know, I'd like to be able to kind of teach him how pro hockey works and kind of make sure he turns into a good pro, and hopefully we can keep him for a year or two, but we'll see what happens. But I think he's going to be really good for us.
And Guy said he felt that Dylan's game was more suited to Europe than North America, and that's why he didn't stick out there despite going to the Minnesota Wilds training camp.
That could be. You know, there's a few different factors, but, you know, if he was to start the year in the East Coast Hockey League, maybe him and his agent didn't want to do that. And, you know, I think with my relationship with Notre Dame and their coaches there, I think that he knew that this could be a good place for him to develop instead of, you know, maybe hardly playing with a coach that, you know, kind of just barely plays him and barely talks to him. So I can, you know, really take my time to kind of teach him how pro hockey works and what he can do to make it to the highest level possible. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And then over the weekend, we announced the signing of Jackson Whistle. You must be excited to have what is the best backup netminder in the league now.
Yes, that was a really exciting signing. Like I said, we did numerous background checks and everything came back really positive. He's a great kid, had a really good couple talks with him, and he's a great goalie. So he's on the same page. He's going to be on a team with Carsey. You know, they have their own little separate team where they can work together and feed off each other and, you know, be positive with each other. And I think not only is that going to be a good fit, but he'll be great for our club. You know, we are going to play 75 games at least this year, so it's a long season. So it's really great to be able to lean on Whistle when the time comes.
And then also on top of the crazy season, you've also got the Continental Cup to factor in. And having a netminder like Jackson, who is a genuine starter in this league, can only be a benefit to the Panthers, can't it?
Right. I mean, like I said, 75 games is a lot of games, and we can't rely on one goaltender for that. It's just not healthy, and it's not going to help us be the best that we can. So I'm really, really glad that it worked out. We got it done, and he's a great kid, and he's a great goalie. So it checked the boxes, you know, and he's English, which helps with the import situation. But overall, we just want him to stop pucks when he's in the net, so hopefully he does that.
And then, you say 75 games, the first proper competitive game will see you take on one of your former teams in Sheffield. You must be looking forward to that night on the 1st of September.
Yes, that'll be a big game, especially at home. You know, hopefully 2 weeks we can get the boys dialed in and get the systems down as much as possible. And then it's go time. You know, you train all summer for that moment when the regular season starts. So, you know, let's see how we do. Let's see how the guys react to, I guess, the pressure or the fun of playing at home with a big crowd against the rivals. So that'll be a fun day for everybody involved. It'll be more fun if we get the win.
And it'll really help with guys like yourself and Mark Matheson and Jackson, who have all experienced that rivalry from the other side as well, won't it?
Yeah, we can, you know, try to explain that it's a big rivalry, but it's hard to really put words to explain it to the guys. They'll just have to experience it with the atmosphere, and you know, it's definitely one of the biggest rivalries over in Europe in hockey. So it'll be a big day, and hopefully the boys are ready on week three there.
And then we're 2 weeks away from training camp. There's a few more signings to sort out, and yourself and Guido said you're happy to be patient to secure the right guys to complete this roster, aren't you?
Yeah, there's no need to rush at this point. You know, we got a really good starting goalie and backup goalie, and our D are very good, and that's kind of what we wanted to make sure that we crossed the boxes there, and we're really happy with that. And we just need a couple signings up front, and you know, we're not going to pull the trigger on someone we're not that happy with or we're lukewarm with. We want the right guy for our team, and you know, we're taking our time and making the right call when he comes along. So, you know, things are going really well. I'm really excited with the group and the different dynamics we have on our team, and you know, hopefully we'll be hard to play against.
Right, well, thanks for joining us, Tim. Enjoy your time with your daughter, and we'll see you very soon.
Thanks a lot.